That's some of that aversion therapy, isn't it? 1-800-440, that's David Lee Roth. Every song that that guy ever recorded was a form of aversion therapy. Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. By the way, the peppermint mints that we so love, the Penguin Peppermint Caffeinated Peppermints, we haven't gotten our free box in the mail lately. Oh, I get it. You guys, see, you know, it's always the same old story. When I give them a little freebie plug, then maybe they'll drop a little drib or a drab here, okay? Will they buy any airtime? No, not a shot. Remember when EV, I can name the companies that appreciated the plug insofar as, you know, that I mentioned them on the air, and then they would give us free stuff. Like, remember Panda Express came over with some free food one night. I remember EV, we were talking about electric vehicles, and those guys gave me a test drive for like a weekend. I remember when we were talking Arizona iced tea, and we used to get that stuff for free. And then we got Penguin's caffeinated peppermints, and they lay that stuff on us for free. Now, there are laws against payola, which means that I cannot actively campaign for, you know, gifts for myself in exchange for plugs, right? But I'm doing it anyway. What do you think about that? I'm kidding around. Don't get all your undies and whatever that thing is they get into. Don't put your undies in a hamper. Now, Frank, our good pal from Arizona Iced Tea, he's with Snapple now. So, man, I love Snapple. And when are we going to get a beer sponsor on this show? When are we going to, you know what I'd like to see? Considering the amount of men that we have listening to this program, let's get on the stick and get some beer sponsors on this show. We love Coors, Miller, Bud, Harps, Beck's, Heineken, Newcastle. I would be thrilled and honored if Newcastle would become the official brown ale of the Phil Hendry Show. Wouldn't that be the bomb? This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Newcastle. We could put a tap in the studio here. All of our guests walk out of here blind. Because we have a lot of people who like to come in and watch. My engineer, Craig Taylor. Well, God, let's not even talk about that. Just, you know, does laying in a puddle of vomit takes on a whole new meaning. He woke up choking on his own vomit. That phrase takes on new meanings beyond anything we've ever known when it comes to our engineer, Craig Taylor. But seriously, actually, I was serious there, but I'd like to say seriously just so you think I'm kidding. That is going to be, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Newcastle? Guinness Stout? Let's get Guinness in here as a sponsor. Let's get some of these cats that, you know, they'll pay some of the bills around here. Why are they reluctant? I don't know. I do know that the beer companies do advertise on radio, and many of them do very, very well. And this show is ready-made. I mean, what audience, I ask you, what audience in radio, in all of radio, is more prone to be sitting kicking it right now with a beer in their hand than the Phil Hendry Show audience? I mean, at home, sitting around the pool, around the fire, whatever the hell they sit around. Most of these cats, people listen to them in the car. As soon as they get home, man, they flip it off. They go in and they watch TV or they get their dinner ready or they do whatever they want to do. This is one of the few shows, if not the only show, where people take it into the house with them. Because of the nature of the shtick we do. So, hey, and there are people out there having themselves little white wine. I don't want to know who they are. We'd like to trade and, you know, get them trained to start sucking down some of those nice dark ales. My wife is big on that. She says to me, you know, what are you going to have to drink? Oh, I'll probably have a Heineken. Oh, and I said, you don't drink beer, do you, honey? No, but I do like a good dark ale. I go, what is that about? You don't like dark ale. You just drink the crap because it looks hep. You ain't drinking no dark ale. There's only one dark beer. I like Newcastle and I like Guinness. What's Chimay? S-H-A-M-A-Y. Taylor's eyes are bugging out of his head right now. His thumb's up in the air. See, it's summertime, so we have to talk about these things. We got to get this discussed. And beer is one of our favorites. Chimay? Is that stuff brewed in Nigeria? What's that stuff out of Africa that just wails? King Cobra? Belgium? By the way, it's spelled B-E-L-G-I-U-M. B-E-L-G-E-M. Belgium. Bass is good. Black and tans are awesome. I got the spoon, but I'll be a son of a gun if I know how to use it. I can't. Can you? Do you know how to use the spoon? I can't use that black and tan spoon. I look like a total tard trying to get that thing cranking. I'll sit there pouring that black, trying to get that thing going in my house, man. Somebody gave me the spoon. I had given you my black and tan spoon, brother. So anyway, that's what we'd like to do, and we think it would be a nice thing. And in honor of us finally swimming in our pool this summer, I haven't talked much about it because everything's on track. Everything's going beautiful. May I say, everything's going swimmingly. Fingers crossed, 4 weeks. That's the word I got yesterday. So that means late August, and you know what? Whatever. The hottest month in California is September anyway. The hottest month of the year out here is September. That's when all the fires break out, and it'll be so wonderful taking a nice dip in our pool and looking at the whole hillside burning. And I'd like to get a dip in before I have to evacuate. Do you mind? I'll just be telling the fire department that. How about that? All right, so I would like to get a little dip in. The pool just got done yesterday. Before my home just burns to the ground out there, I'd just like to maybe get a little bit of a swim. And, man, that barbecue counter that the great Scott Cohen built for me, my manhood is increased exponentially since I looked at that. It is a gorgeous number. Big, beautiful counter space. Wide, double doors. A cooler. A huge 48-inch grill. 23 inches deep. I got room on that rotisserie for two turkeys. I got the cool grill and apron that I got from the chili cook-off that we went to the other day. See, I know how to live. Not that you guys don't. You all know what I'm talking about. Isn't that the way to live? I'm going to buy a boat. I can't afford it, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to steal a boat and go up to that Lake Piru. We got a lake north of Los Angeles called Lake Piru. It's kind of a kooky place, and in point of fact, people still go up there to pan for gold. God is my witness. I've been up to Lake Piru, and there's a stream that comes, several streams that come out of the lake, and you see these cats there with pans. I thought they were kidding. I thought the guy was joking. He said, what is that? I'm just panning for a little dust. I said, bull crap, you're kidding me. No, man. You know, every now and again, you know, you get a little rock. So they still pan for gold up at Piru. Now, nobody goes up there. The fishing's fantastic. I just stole my next-door neighbor's boat. I got it on a trailer behind my garage. I think we're on our way. Yeah, and nobody knows about it until I open my big fat mouth. You go, this is beautiful places around here, man. Everybody goes to the river. Ah, get out of here with the river. Go up to that Piru and pan for some stinking gold. Anyway, that's what I like to do, and we love it, man. It's great. And, man, that barbecue, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Going to Lake Piru or just standing there at my barbecue. And we got that fire pit going. And you know what I did last night? I walked out there and I crawled into the spa. There's no water in it. I just sat down inside of it with a Heineken. And my wife came out with a camera and took a bunch of pictures of me because I'm just sitting in there. Just, hey, yeah, I am. I'm so sad. You talk about not having a life. And just moments ago, I said, I know how to live. Yeah, I know how to live. I'm sitting in a gunite tub. So, That's our summer. But if we can work up one of those beer sponsors, or how about a wine cooler sponsor or something, you know? What was that thing? Remember when Seagram's was doing that, those spritzers? Bartles and James, there you go. That's what we want for the Phil Henry Show. Now, you can get on board early, or you can hang around. You cats that get on board early, man, it's going to be a beautiful ride. Because just keep this in mind about my show. They've been writing my show off for years, and here we are. They've been writing us off. They don't think that what we do is can possibly play. It's too out there. But it does, you know? And so that's why the sponsors that get on board with us early, man, those are the guys that listen to me pitching for sponsors. This is great. I don't want just any sponsor. I want booze. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Rancho Cucamonga on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just want to say to the lady that's on your show that she's really absurd. She's lost her mind, and I hope you don't say anything right now because I'm just going to make my point, and I'm
Wait
going to hang
second.
Up the phone
what
because
do you
I
mean
really don't
I'm
want
crazy.
To talk to you because I'm a mother of two children right now, and
I love children,
a child.
And to get to hate
and, you
a
know,
child.
You don't love children. You don't love children. You
I
know
hate
what you do.
The, what that boy did.
You're going to burn in hell because...
I'm going to burn in hell because
yes,
that
you are,
boy,
because
that Elian Gonzalez
God
boy.
God says you're supposed to cherish children. You know that? And
am I supposed to cherish that Elian Gonzalez kid?
You are, and I cannot imagine a mother... saying something like that about another child and then your own children, too.
I only
you know
wish that when that raft went down,
well,
the boy went down and the mother and
what
the stepfather
I wish
survived.
Is if you get on a raft,
oh, God.
Just like I wish you would get on a raft just like his mother did and you run into a storm and find
what
and
country
find
are you from?
Fish,
what country are you from?
You know what? It does not even matter.
It matters
it doesn't
to me.
Matter
it matters
because
to the millions
I am
of people
a child
listening
of
to Mr.
God. Henry. And I love the Lord, and you know what? And you need
oh,
to
here we
find
go. One
the
of these
Lord.
Born again Jesus freaks.
You need to find the Lord. No,
another
no.
Jesus freak.
Good.
Oh, I
you
love
need
it.
To be a Jesus freak.
Black.
You
too.
Really do.
A black
yes,
Jesus
I am.
Freak.
Oh, yes,
my. Don't we have enough
racist.
Of you people?
You are,
you are coming off so racist.
Help.
Margaret,
yes,
you're coming
you
off
are.
Sounding so racist,
you
okay?
Are. And it would be really
you know,
wonderful
I,
if you guys
I'm not. There's not a racist bone in my body. I love all people.
Yes, you do.
What is racist about me?
Oh, I have a black friend.
No, wait a second. I said...
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
I simply said
we've got enough of you born-again black types.
We've got enough of the born-again...
Oh, every time
mean,
I turn around. There's two girls
doesn't...
that work for my husband, and they're both black. They're
oh,
wonderful
you're married.
Girls.
And
guess what, Phil? Guess
too.
What? They're both black, and they're both born-again.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God. They
oh,
started
yeah.
with a Jesus this and the Lord loves you that.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
like,
right.
I just want to, all
that's
I want is
right.
for that boy
to
go back to Havana.
You need to find the Lord. Because
I love
I cannot imagine a mother saying something like that about a child.
What did I say that was so terrible?
Let's know their own children.
What did I say that
you
was so
ridiculous.
Terrible?
You are ridiculous.
What did I say that was so
you
terrible?
You are miserable with your life, and maybe you need to go ahead and commit suicide. Because
how
you are
dare
miserable.
You?
You
how
sound
dare
miserable.
You?
Don't tell me how dare me. How dare you?
No, I said
how
that I, that
you,
the
lady.
Elian Gonzalez child.
How dare
makes...
you? That is child, and it doesn't matter whether it's your own child. You should have empathy for that child.
Well, you're not being very Christian now, are you?
You,
no.
You know what? You know what?
Not being
no,
very Christian
I am not.
Now.
No, I am not.
You should go
no,
to confession.
No, I am not.
Are you Catholic?
No, I am not Catholic, so I don't have to go to confession.
Too bad. You
got,
if you were Catholic, you'd go
is
to confession.
When I hang up this phone, ask God to forgive me, and I'm going to say a prayer for you, too, because you definitely need it.
You're the kind of person that would go out and stab
so
someone, maybe stab your boyfriend when you find him with somebody else,
oh, no.
and then say, oh, God, please forgive
no,
me for
you.
Stabbing Leroy or whatever his
that's
name is.
You.
God, are you... Margaret,
no,
all of your racist
you
colors are coming out now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
You know what? And he's the one that would stab somebody, seeing that you could say something about your own damn kids. You don't even want your kids to touch you?
I'll tell you
I'm
this.
I'm afraid that if your son put his hands on you to hug and kiss you, you're going to stab him.
What about that Gonzalez boy?
You're going to stab him. That's what's going to happen. And as far as black people,
oh,
let me tell
you
something.
Go tell your boyfriend Latrone
you better
or whatever
worry about you, lady, because you know what? You might turn out to be some damn serial killer.
Margaret, you're acting like a complete asshole
I
talking
said,
about
yes,
people
is.
Who are, you know, all the black born-again people. Why are you so racist?
Phil, I am not. You know me.
She is.
You know
oh,
what? But you're acting ignorant, okay? What's
oh,
it got to do with Cubans? What's it got to do with black people? And why would you say that you hate all children?
Because that Elian Gonzalez boy's face has been on
there's
TV so often, I've got a migraine headache.
He is precious. Well,
do you know that my cramping...
Head explode
can I say something?
Ignorant.
Can I please say something?
You don't need to say anything
my
else.
Cramping has been very serious this month, and my flow has been very heavy. As a result
you
of this...
You probably flow all month.
This Elian Gonzalez boy has given me heavy cramping, heavy flow. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, girlfriend?
No, I don't.
No.
No, I don't.
Do we have to hear about
children.
Your... Now we have to hear about your menstrual cycle, is that
okay,
it?
Okay,
yes,
really?
You do. Well, we've had to hear about Elian Gonzalez.
So we got to hear... I'd rather hear about him than your menstrual cycle.
She probably well, doesn't even have one. That's probably why she's so evil. She's probably going through menopause or something.
So, I'm an old
so
bag.
Evil.
So you think I'm an
you're
old bag?
You're evil. You're evil.
You better say a prayer and ask God to forgive
you
for stabbing
evil.
Your boyfriend.
You're evil.
All
you're
right.
Evil. You're evil. You guys really
God,
need to
please
her
forgive. Please forgive her for stabbing her boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
God.
All right.
No,
thank you. Thank
that.
You, ma'am. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Madison Square Garden for another big prize fight. That's right, here, Madison Square Garden. This is Don Duffy, as we have a big heavyweight match for all of you. HBO Sports presents another pay-per-view event. That's right, all of you people sitting there ringside, get ready for another 30-second fight that you spent $643 for. This is going to be fantastic. For this big fight here at Madison Square Garden, there's a big crowd on hand. That is a crowd, isn't it? That sounds like a low buzzing of an airplane. I don't know what... that is a crowd. And we are ready for the big fight here. Mike Tyson is entering the ring right now. Mike Tyson, one of the great heavyweights. Heavyweight challenger Mike Tyson entering the ring now as a tremendous, tremendous crowd favorite here. And now we are awaiting the challenger. Both of these heavyweight fighters, in their own ways, have certainly changed the face of sports, and Tyson is no stranger to controversy and no stranger to great. And here she comes now, the challenger, Barbara Streisand, as she enters the ring. Listen to this crowd. Mike Tyson and Barbara Streisand scheduled for a 15-rounder here at Madison Square Garden. I earlier interviewed Mike Tyson and what he thought about this big match with Barbara Streisand.
Well, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun for me because I just got done reading Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, and I think that that whole thing he had about the Jews is right, you know, so I'm just going to do one Jew at a time. That's all I'm going to try to do.
Ah, that's beautiful. So Mike Tyson says he's fighting Barbara Streisand because she's a Jew and he was heavily influenced by Hitler's Mein Kampf. And, of course, that's right after Mike was reading up on Nietzsche and the uber-human, as well as some of the thoughts of Hegel. And there's the bell for the first round. Mike Tyson, Barbara Streisand. Mike Tyson, Barbara Streisand, as they're going at each other out there in the center of the ring. Look at the way those two are going at each other. There's an uppercut from Tyson. Tyson hits Barbara Streisand with an uppercut. What a shock this early that she would leave herself wide open for that uppercut. But Barbara Streisand staggers to the ring. Ringside there near the turnbuckle as her corner there is waving the towel in her face. What an unbelievable fight here. Tommy Tubman is with us, the former great welterweight, after he got dropped on his head out of a building by a mob hit. That goon just dropped you out because you didn't pay off that the vigorish on that big loan. What do you think of this fight, Tubby?
Yeah, man, it's all right. You know, I think that Mike, he's going to have to keep his hand up and everything. But I think it's going to be good. And I think Barbara Streisand, man, not me, man. Better him than me.
No doubt about it. Streisand comes back. Boy, she got leveled there. Standing eight count here from our referee. There's the end of the first round. Don't forget, folks, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, a great beer to enjoy as you're watching the fights here from Madison Square Garden. Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's great. Your thoughts, Tubby Tubman?
Well, I think the Mike do it. Whatever he do there, what he do, he gotta do. So that don't help, man.
I need a shot. Thanks, Tubby Tubman. And for all of you listening on Armed Forces Radio around the world, we'd just like to say to our very fine young men and women of Armed Forces Radio around the world, if they attack, you die, I don't. All right, let's go now. That's the bell for the second round. Out they come, Barbara Streisand, 57 years of age. Mike Tyson, 33 years of age. Streisand weighing in a soaking wet 125 pounds, 5'5". Mike Tyson weighing in at 215 pounds, 6'3". Tyson and Streisand feeling each other out, feeling their way around the ring, kind of nosing each other up and down. Tyson has his hands on her rear end, feeling her rear end up, has his hands on her breasts, feeling each other. And there's a big uppercut there from Tyson! And Streisand's reeling! There's a left, in a right, in a right, in a left, in a left, in a right! Wait a minute, that can't be it. I hit it by mistake. All right, that was my mistake. We're still here in the second round. And it's another, as he got her up against the ropes there, he sure does, as he has her up against the ropes. That's the end of the second round. We'll be right back here from Madison Square Garden for this big fight between Mike Tyson and Barbara Streisand on The Phil Henry Show. Will you quit it with the bell?
right now, it's time for the blues on the Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show, heard all around the world, baby. We got the love.
Walk that walk.
We got the love for you, y'all.
And, talk that
and now, here's the host of the I Got Blue Blues Hour, Raj Fanin, live from Alexandria, Egypt.
I love that.
Go on, man. Go on, man.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Raj Fanin, welcome to Blue Hour. I got blue. Man, I feel bad. I have blues. First thing I do when I come to this country, I said, I love blue music, and I want to have the blues. So the man, he pushed me from a window, and I broke my pelvis, my leg, my ankle, fractured my skull. So, you know, then I felt bad. And that's what it's all about, to be sad, to you know, have the blue. Now here's a song that I want you to hear, because I got blue.
Yo, man, yo.
What's the matter?
You want to play that song, man. Do another one. Do another one, man. You want to play that damn song.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now here's a song. I got blue. The Beatles. Ladies and gentlemen, the Monkees. Yeah, yeah. Corn Pone and Chitlins. Martin Luther King. This is me playing guitar. When I first came to this country,
shut up, man. Let me hear the song.
This is the Raj Fanin I Got Blue Hour. To call in with a request, dial 1-800-449-8686.
Well, yeah, I got the blue. My girlfriend left me, and my pickup truck needs a valve job. Hello, you're on with... This is I Got Blue Show, Raj Fanin, hello.
Y'all, everything is beautiful.
You gave it done tonight. You playing all this old stuff. Why don't you put on Puff Daddy or some other thing to slam it, man? Because
you like putting a harsh on my buzz, y'all. You know, you all up in my face. All this cotton picking stuff, man.
Why don't
you put on some thing, man? I can rock and roll to what have you, you know?
Okay, homeboy, you'll like it. Well, you know, I got the blues. My camel fell into the quicksand, so I got the blue. This is Raj Fanin, your favorite sand negro. Now let's check the weather. Here's Smokey. Smokey, what the weather?
Yeah, man, it's going to be all right. I don't know. You know, it's going to rain and then it's going to be sunny and cloudy. And it's going to rain and be sunny, you know. What you want from me, man?
Thank you.
We have a special number going out for a friend, 44.
This is the blues. Song by Howlin' Wolf here on the Raj Fanin Show. I am so into the blues. I feel like refried crab, warmed over, dried out in sun. Where, is this a record or is somebody leave a window open? What is this?
Talking about, man.
Sounds like someone. Is this downstairs or is this a record?
This is a record.
All right. Okay, that was really great. Now here's another song from I Got Blue, Raj Fanin Show.
right. That does it.
What are you doing?
I can't stand it anymore.
Don't do that.
Turn it down, man. You suck, man.
On you, baby.
You're blowing it, man.
On you, baby. Sit down on you.
Turn it off.
Why? What'd you do?
It sucks. It ain't happening. This I Got Blue show. First of all, it's the blues.
But but if you want me to do, and
I don't want you to do anything. I want you to just get out of here, okay?
But I got blue.
Well, you may have blue, but you're supposed to have the blues. And what do you mean my girlfriend left me and my pickup needs a valve job? Just come on.
But I love so much the blues. And I want so much to play the blues.
Sounds like Bela Lugosi's doing the show, man. It's not happening.
Let me just prove it to you. They play one more song for you, right?
Go ahead.
Can I get on the microphone?
Go ahead, get on the microphone.
I'm like the Negro from the South. I am a sand Negro from the South of Egypt. I'm Raj Fanin.
And that sand Negro thing, man, isn't getting it done either, okay?
What's wrong with that?
It's very demeaning. What is this? What, am I sitting around a campfire or something?
Shh. Dim red lipstick.
What?
And a bright poppy ruby. A single mark half cut. And a shot of good booze.
Yeah, this is making it, man. We're really,
down, sweet daddy. Come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone.
Isn't that light? Isn't that light and lovely?
Yeah, it's light and lovely.
See, it's very acoustic American blues, and this man is an old colored man named John Hurt, and
I know who it is.
Okay, and he's singing about I don't know, something. It's nice. He's from Mississippi.
Really?
Now I'm ready to go. Got red shoes on my feet. My mind sitting right.
Okay, see, he's got red shoes on his feet, and
I can hear him.
Hurry down, sweet daddy. Come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone.
All right, that's a beautiful song there at Mississippi, John Hurt. And his daddy's sweet. And
what does that mean, his daddy's sweet?
Right, so the lyric. And this Raj Fanin show will play the blues for you. And I've got so much to talk to you about because I went down to the store, and I picked up a bottle of malt liquor, and I went home and I downed it in about 3 minutes, and then I danced. I was arrested, put in jail. I did everything my Muslim belief tell me not to do, because I got blue. And then I went...
Wait a second. Because you got the blues, man. You ain't got blue. And what do you mean you downed a bottle of malt liquor in 3 minutes?
Because I wanted to do.
Look, this isn't getting it. Will you turn that guy off?
Oh, yeah, there's not going to do?
No, man, we ain't doing the show, okay? We're going to bring Daryl Weber back next week, and he can do that freaking Hush Puppy, whatever the hell that is, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, some of that bubblegum stuff, all right? But you can't be sitting here with I Got Blue. I went to the store and got a bottle of King Mambo and downed it. I love you, man.
Give me a kiss.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Listening to The Phil Hendry Show. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to Madison Square Garden. This is Don Dunphy, round 7 now of the big heavyweight bout between Mike Tyson and Barbara Streisand. And as we have this time between rounds, we want to remind you, of course, that all of your birthday greetings and wishes we'll read right up here. Just bring them right up here to our broadcast position, and we'll be happy to read out. Here's one here. Hello to JC from Frog Run there in Chicago. And here's another. Oh, I'm sick of doing them. Get out of here. And we'd just like to say a very happy birthday to all of you on Armed Forces Radio around the world. Happy 50th birthday of Armed Forces Radio, listening to this big fight here this evening. And by the way, you're all dead in a nuclear blast if it ever comes to that. I'm only kidding. Now, we get into the round here. This is round eight of this big fight between Mike Tyson and Barbara Streisand. As you know, in the fifth round, Mike Tyson was rocked by a series of combinations from Barbara Streisand. And on into the sixth round, then, of course, Tyson took his measure of revenge against Barbara Streisand. He got a good there right between the eyes with a good shot to the nose. A breakneck speed there of a few combinations to the body. Now they're on the center of the ring. Mike Tyson and Barbara Streisand sort of feeling their way here in the seventh round as we get ready for the late round action. Feeling their way, feeling each other up, feeling and grabbing and squeezing and touching. All of a sudden, there they are in the middle of the ring, feeling and grabbing and groping and loving. Yes, squeezing and sucking and licking and all those other great things. But anyway, back to the fight. Mike Tyson, Barbara Streisand, and look at that big right! A big right there from Streisand has staggered the champ again, but the champ comes back with a left hand of his own, and she's got Barbara Streisand on the ropes. Streisand staggered there by a left from Mike Tyson. Tyson now backing away. Streisand trying to find her sea legs, and she moves in on Mike Tyson. Tyson, Streisand, Streisand, Tyson, and it looks like they're toe-to-toe there on the center of the ring, and referee there, Jimmy Manette, breaks them up. Yes, he breaks them up because they were in a very heavy clinch there. The two of them. Actually, Leonard got into the middle of that clinch, too. Now they're in the middle of a clinch. Now they're squeezing and loving. Jimmy Lennon's in the middle of that clinch, too. There they are together, groping and grabbing, fondling and probing. Up and down, in and out, onward, inexorably, living and loving, sweating, bleeding, all of the human juices flowing. Yes, it's a Jimmy Lennon sandwich is what it is, ladies and gentlemen out there. It's one hell of a deal. But I'm going to tell you, back to the fight. And there's another big right hand there from Mike Tyson as he staggers Barbara Streisand here in the eighth round. Well, there's the end of that round. Boy, I'll tell you something, Tony Tuffin, that was a hell of a fight.
Yeah, man, that was a great fight. Can we get back to the movie, though?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have anything else to say about the fight?
Sure do, man.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Tony Tubman. Great comments, as usual. Great, insightful commentary, as usual. God almighty, why'd they saddle me with a big, dumb ass like you? Just one more big, dumb black guy I gotta sit here with. God, I hate it. God, I hate working with black commentators. Welcome back to the fights here, ladies and gentlemen. Don Dudley here at Madison Square Garden. The great Tony Tubman, great former heavyweight champion of the world, is with us. And we are here in round number nine here. Barbara Streisand and Mike Tyson. As you know, it is the Mike Tyson who bit off the ear of Evander Holyfield. Mike Tyson who speaks with a lisp. Mike Tyson who reads Mein Kampf. Mike Tyson who hates Jews and white people. What a great sportsman. And there they are in the middle of the ring. There is Barbara Streisand. And there's a big right hand. And a left. And a right. And a right. And a left. And a left. And a right. And a right. That's got it. Just put the coffee there. Anyway, as I was saying, now we're going to right there, they got it. And oh, what a big right hand there. Staggering Tyson. Now he moves in for the kill. Up against Streisand with a left and another right. There's combinations flying all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. That was a beautiful combination. If only you'd seen it. If only I'd seen it. Yes, now they're breaking them up there. Jimmy Lennon is breaking them out of their clinch. They were hugging and squeezing there in the middle of the ring. They were squeezing.
Is a happy ass.
Oh, Ron Jeremy, sorry. Anyway, these people are just, what a fight. What a night. And where the hell is my beer? Get the beer over here. End the round. I want my beer.
So what are you doing, man? The fight's still on.
I want my beer. Is that my beer?
Yeah, it'll be $3.50.
Okay, go ahead. Now the fight is continuing right there. Streisand is right there against the rope, trying that old rope-a-dope, doping that rope, that big dumb rope-a-dope, dope, dope, dope. Man, I got stuck, okay? I think it's my heart. I think it's a stroke. Like most lovers, they end up beating each other to a pulp eventually, and there they go again. They're squeezing and loving and tugging and hugging out there. Back to the fight. All right, Streisand out there. Mike Tyson. A big right hand has cut Barbara Streisand, and she is reeling around the ring. He has cut Streisand. She is down. Jimmy Lennon is cutting it out, and Streisand is down. She's on her back. There is Mike Tyson towering over her. In fact, he's getting down on his hands and knees, and in fact, he's lowering himself. I'm just kidding. But he has really tagged her a big right hand, and Barbara Streisand is down. 8, 9, that's it, the fight's over. Tyson's the winner. Ladies and gentlemen,
winner and still champion of the world, Mike Tyson!
Well, there you heard the very professional Jimmy Lennon saying that Tyson is the new champion, the heavyweight champion of the world, as he tagged Barbara Streisand. She walked right into a right hand. In fact, the crowd is cheering the fact that I just mentioned that. They're not only cheering the fact that she got knocked out. When I said she got knocked out, they cheered that. Well, that's a hell of a way for a great career to end, as Streisand, who took the measure of this guy for 8 rounds, finally succumbed to a staggering, staggering blow. By the way, she's retiring from music. She's retiring from music. Staggering, staggering shot there by Mike Tyson. She is down on the mat. She's still not moving here. And Tony Tubman, what'd you think?
Well, I tell you right now, our hearts and our prayers are going out to Barbara Streisand. She is still out on the mat.
Yes, she is.
And she walked into a big right hand. Mike Tyson, there's no better power puncher in the business today. And I say that with all due respect to Miss Streisand, but you know, she has she just really got walked in that hand.
Let's go down ringside now and talk to Mike Tyson. Mike, what do you think of it?
Well, I like I said before I started the fight, I had read Mein Kampf, and I knew, you know, I don't like Jews, yeah, because I'm easily influenced by people. But I had also checked into, you know, Balzac and some of the classics and things like that. They don't say nothing about no Jews. So that's tough luck, you know. And I just think it's ludicrous. It's just ludicrous for her to think that she'd come in the ring and beat me like this, especially after I read Mein Kampf, see? It's just ludicrous.
What about some of those love scenes you were having with her? And let's go back to round 3, where the two of you were groping each other.
Miss Fairchild.
And you can hear Ron Jeremy there announcing the sex scene. What was that all about?
Oh, it's just ludicrous, that's all. That's just for pay-per-view, you know. Otherwise, it'd be ludicrous. Ludicrous.
All right, thank you. And can I towel off now? Because you got... Oh, God, I'm soaking.
That's ludicrous.
Well, there it goes. There's another shot. Back to you, Tony.
All right, Tony Tubman back here. And it looked to me like she ain't getting up. She's still down on the mat there, and I don't know what the hell's going on, but she this is bad. This is bad. When you ain't getting up, that's bad, man.
Yes, indeed, it is bad, as Miss Streisand is down on the mat. Miss Streisand, can I get a comment from you? Why are you still unconscious down there? All right, that is fantastic. Great. Well, it's wonderful to speak with you. Is this retirement for good? Oh, really? Really? I thought your marriage was on solid ground. You're kidding. Are you joking? No kidding. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Streisand. Thank you very much for being with us here on our big HBO pay-per-view special. Oh, yeah? You want a piece of me? No, do you want a piece of me? You're going to start talking like you're tough. Okay. Tony, take it away. I got to kick her ass.
All right, that's it for the big prize fight. Oh, look at that, man. Oh, he just got Streisand just got down up there, man.